This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's the 30th of November. Advent is just around the corner. In fact, it starts on Sunday. I promised my friend Nettie that I would put something out in November after successfully managing to put something out in October. And down to the wire, as usual, I have written a piece of flash fiction called Not Pandora. I think it speaks to nostalgia, which is one of the prevalent moods of the holiday season. She's no Pandora, unable to curb her curiosity and inadvertently setting a mass of horrors loose upon the world. Her boxes aren't metaphors for the trials and tribulations of daily life. Rather, they're the memories of all the people she's loved and lost. Keepsakes and memorabilia, photographs and old letters are all tucked away in cedar-lined darkness, waiting to be acknowledged, accepted, assimilated. That box represents her grandmother, pearls and rose petals and half-done knitting projects, the needles still attached. And that other one? That's her grandfather's collection of old cameras and model trains, seed packets, and artisan bread recipes. Other boxes are smaller. One holds an assortment of dog collars and old chew toys and vials of the ashes of lost companions. There's room yet in that one. Another protects the tiny clothing never used by the baby who was never born. Tucked inside, a grief counselor's business card, and the wristband from her hospital stay. Keep those boxes closed, she reminds herself as she moves through the attic space, squinting her eyes to ward off unbidden tears. Cardboard boxes hold traces of old boyfriends, relationships that were fine in the moment but flickered out, and friendships left hanging as people grew up, moved on. She really should call her college roommate. It's been 5 years since they last spoke, or is it six? She freezes when she sees the newest box, its shiny lid cracked open. That one? That one was added just this past summer, and it never will stay closed. It's got soil samples and pencil stubs, a book on improving your memory, lost for years, found too late, printouts of emails and silly cards, a brooch she can't stand to wear right now, copper and brass safari animals dangling from a central ring. But she still creeps in to pick it up and hold it. She pushes the lid down, knowing that she'll have to close it again all too soon. But every time, it stays shut a little while longer. These boxes don't hold horrors. If she's careful lifting the lids, she can slip a smile out, a friendship bracelet made of knotted fairy floss, a sun hat that still has grains of beach sand embedded in the straw. She tries so hard to be careful, but memory is fickle, and grief is tricky, coming back day after month after year after decade, usually when she least expects it. And smiles are still smiles, even when they're tempered with tears. And missing people means you love them, doesn't it? She's no Pandora, with one box of horrors to share and one bright spark hidden at the bottom, but like that woman from myth and story, she knows that spark and treasures it. She moves out of the room by the same route she entered, eddies of dust swirling in the sunshine that drips in through the skylight. At the attic door, she turns and addresses the boxes. All my hopes. So, I'll be participating this year in the Dog Days of Advent, which is sometimes called the Dog Days of Advent, and in other years it's been the 12 Days of Advent, or the Dog Days of Christmas, or 12 Days to Christmas, and we all, those of us who participate, it's not quite as large a group as the entire Dog Days of Podcasting crew that does things every August, but all of us who participate kind of do our own thing within the month of December. Some of us do 24 days, some of us do 25, some of us do 12. Some of us have really good intentions and maybe get 5 episodes out. My intent is to do 25 episodes in December. I don't know if that will happen. I do have something very special planned for Christmas morning. In any case, thanks for listening.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.